It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you want an idea of how Dale Watson thinks, hold off listening to his music for a minute and instead look at the ink on his arms.
The latest tattoo, scorpions on my wrist. You heard the story about the scorpion, right?
Well, I know it stings.
No. The scorpion tried to go out of the desert and went into the oasis and found a river he couldn't cross and seen a frog and said, hey, give me a ride across this thing. He said, no, you kill me. He said, no, I'm changed. I'm not that guy in the desert anymore. So halfway across, he stings the frog in the back, and the frog goes, what are you going to do? Now we're going to both drown. He says, yeah, I know. I can't help it. I'm a scorpion. So, it just reminds me, I am what I am.
Dale Watson has an impressive white pompadour and arms that tell his story. Flag tattoos of Alabama, where he was born, and Texas, where he lives. Music notes that circle his biceps. And a portrait of his first musical inspiration, his late father. He was a truck driver and sometime country singer. And he passed on to Dale his love of traditional country, from Hank Williams to Lefty Frizzell.
He's heard the truth about you, and she's heard it too, but slightly skewed. I lied, I broke your heart in two.
This song, I Lie When I Drink, is from the new album titled El Rancho Azul by Dale Watson and his Lone Stars.
Don't believe me when I've had a few.
This album is filled with great characters. There are a lot of drinkers and dancers and loners at the bar when the sun goes down. Are these characters you play in lots and lots of dance halls and honky-tonks and bars, these characters you feel like you've come to know over the years?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like to write about real people, real things, and real situations. And, you know, some of the songs on the albums were inspired by people in the crowd, you know, just yelling out something. So, like, I Lie When I Drink, you know, one guy just yelled that while I was talking.
Really?
Yeah, if you come to my shows, you got to know that I like my Lone Star beer. It goes with me all over the world, really.
I've seen you drinking that Lone Star beer on stage, yeah.
Right, and so I'll get to talking about things, and just one guy blurted out, yeah, but you lie when you drink. I go, that's a really good idea for a song. So we launched into it on stage.
I yell, I'm never coming back. That always makes them laugh. 'Cause they know me, I won't keep my word.
Wait, you just invented that song right there on the stage.
Yeah, but again, you know, it's not very deep. It's just, you know, I lie when I drink, and I drink a lot, you know, so.
Well, there you go.
Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow.
You know, you do a really clever thing in one of these songs. You give a mini two-step lesson right there in the lyrics.
I put two songs on here that teach you how to dance. One's a two-step and one's a waltz. I did that because we get so many international visitors here in Austin. And the shows that I play, I see people out there struggling to learn the two-step. So if you want to learn how to Texas two-step or waltz, get El Rancho Azul.
That was good advice. I'd come to know. And I looked into her.
You know, I did a little bit of math here, and I think 7 out of the 14 songs on this album are all about drinking.
Yes. Well, there is a theme there.
Yeah.
It is a honky-tonk album.
It is a honky-tonk album. I Hate to Drink Alone, I Drink to Remember, and Thanks to Tequila.
Thought I had things figured out until I opened up my mouth. Thanks to tequila. I tried to tell her you sure look nice, but it came out like you just shy. Thanks to tequila.
I have to tell you, everyone is laughing in the studio here right now. Dale Watson, tell me about this song.
Well, I, as well as a Lone Star beer, which is the best beer in the world, I also have affection for tequila. I have noticed that when I do tequila, I tend to slur, so the song was autobiographical.
Mm. You do have, though, I gather, a substance abuse problem in the past, right? You
I don't know if it's – well, okay, I know what you're talking about. You know, it really wasn't a substance abuse. I know I sound like one of these guys in denial right now. Mm. I assume you're talking about when I went into what I call the nut house, which I hope nobody gets offended by it. But when you get in there, I think you got a right to call it whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, tell me if I'm wrong. I had read that there was an overdose, whiskey and pills, and you admitted yourself into the hospital for psychiatric treatment.
That's true in a way. I had a girlfriend that died in a tragic car accident, and that threw me for a loop. I just wanted to kill myself, you know. Luckily, though, my system is, I've never been one of the guys that can even take NyQuil and keeps me agitated, you know. Luckily, that's the effect the pills had on me, and they found me wandering around the hotel grounds.
Hmm. Does that experience in any way... you know, give you pause when you're doing this lighthearted treatment about drinking and slurring your speech and all that stuff?
No, because that was an intentional thing of destruction. You know, when I'm singing about the drinking and the dancing around, there's nothing wrong with everything in moderation, you know. I hate it when they villainize, you know, going out and having fun. There's nothing wrong with going out and going to the honky-tonk and having a couple of beers and swinging a girl around the dance floor. And I don't believe just because... I'm having a beer, I'm ruining the whole society.
Well, I'm on a drink myself high. I'm on a fly as a kite, so I don't think.
I'm talking to Dale Watson. His album is El Rancho Azul. I've been wondering what it's like from your vantage point on stage, looking out at the crowd on a good night when there's a lot of dancing, a lot of good dancing. What do you see from where you are?
Yeah, honky-tonk music is just about having fun, and the biggest kick I get is when people are all dancing to a song that you wrote and singing along to it. There's just something indescribable about that. It makes you feel good. And Texas, it's starting to be more so where people two-step and that type of thing, and we kind of encourage that. But a lot of places in the country and the world, they just stand there and tap their feet, which is fine. But we're turning everything into a honky-tonk as we go.
Drink myself high.
Well, Dale Watson, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Audie, in the spirit of El Rancho Azul from Dale Watson and his Lone Stars, we are going to pop open a couple of beers right here in the studio.
There we go. Yep, NPR is moving to a new headquarters here in Washington, so this is our last show in the old building. We'll be with you from our new studio on Monday.
And until then, from all of us here at All Things Considered, gathered in the old studio one last time, have a great weekend, and cheers!
Cheers! All Things Considered.